All right, this is episode uno.
Episode one.
Of Smoothies and Movies.
Yes.
And since the spooky season is upon us.
Spooky.
Yes, spooky. We will be watching Friday the 13th part one today. And we'll just watch the whole fucking series until Halloween, and then we'll watch Halloween.
That makes sense to me.
So when you hear the ding, the movie starts. Ding.
Let's get it started. I want to see some counselors get murdered.
That's very evil of you.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe they deserved it. I don't know.
I'm not going to say whether they deserve it or not. But they might start off deserving it. I can't say everyone that gets murdered deserves this. When was the last time you watched this?
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing in its entirety.
Of the first one?
Yeah, of the first one. I've seen bits and pieces now.
Now, mind you, this is 1958.
Oh, absolutely.
This is our favorite lake.
The Camp Crystal Lake.
Now, try to notice everything we've seen from the Friday the 13th video game.
Yep.
All the simulators.
That's exactly what I'll be looking for.
I actually binged watch all of these maybe 3 months ago when I was writing these shitty books that no one likes to read.
Wow.
Okay, so I never noticed that there are actually kids here.
It's a camp.
No, but it feels like in all the movies, except for like one, they're always...
It doesn't put any focus on the kids.
No, they're always like counselors in training and not actually...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
There's like never any kids there. Like when I had this playing, just to make sure it was playing right, I actually saw this and I was like, I don't remember any of this. I don't remember.
Since when do kids go to this camp?
It's like, when are kids at this camp?
Like, who runs this place? What are all these kids doing here?
What kind of shoddy camp is this?
You know, the extra slow walk.
This is a very slow walk. And why are they singing? Like, kids are sleeping.
I don't know how none of this is getting into the kids' room. They've got some excellent soundproofing.
We need that. Oh, look at him. He's giving her the eyes.
Yep.
The doomy eyes. Oh no, where are they going?
I want you to toast s'mores with me.
Oh, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Oh. Have you ever been to a summer camp?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I honestly don't remember, but I don't think so.
Somebody will see.
No, what I'm remembering is like outdoor ed.
Yeah, okay.
Just walking around in the forest.
I think I would have been a good camp counselor. No, I'll be the reason somebody comes and avenges.
You'd be the counselor that all the kids like because you wouldn't give a damn, and you'd disregard all the rules, and they'd have fun. Until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, and then someone's mother comes in.
And then you get fired.
No, someone's mother comes and kills us all.
Okay, well, yeah, if we're going that route.
But this is actually... Okay, I'm not going to give it the... You know what, fuck it. People have seen this movie.
Spoiler alert!
The twist. This is actually a pretty dope twist. Mm. I rank it pretty high.
Oh, the classic.
Oh, he's a face eater. He's a face eating kisser.
Okay, so sometimes these kids are they're passionate.
Could you imagine if they remade this like today and was like, they're just making out? And he's like, oh. Bring out the anal beads.
Oh, God.
People are into some weird shit. Spit in my mouth.
This is true, but...
Spit in my mouth.
This is a Christian camp, Cage. We do not need any of that here.
Christians are the worst. Or not the worst. Worst. They're, like, freakiest. Look at those socks.
Look, they don't even take off the... Well, I mean, they're getting in the process, I guess.
Someone's there.
Oh, hey, it's not what it looks like.
See, this should have, like, given the twist away. because they're not frightened at all. Or originally they weren't frightened until, you know, they got stabbed.
Oh my god. Yeah, he died pretty quick.
Like, jump, bitch. You can jump over the ledge.
No, she's doing every person that plays the freaking game. This is the strategy.
Run around the table. Yeah, oh, throw the box. Table. Throw boxes at him.
Oh, no, you failed. And she was never heard from again.
Title card. You know.
We're gonna make you permanently scarred from looking at calendars.
You know this movie had a budget of $550,000.
Did it?
That's a lot of money.
I imagine. How much did it make, though?
Oh, it made a lot. It made like $39 million, but like, I'm not seeing any of that $500. Because we're talking about, when did this movie come out? 1980?
Something like that.
It's a lot of money.
It is. I wonder where it all went. Because it definitely didn't go into the acting. Oh, I love it. Back when the movies gave you all the credits at the beginning of the movie.
The present, so 1980.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is that a full yawn? You're finally full from all that food you ate?
Yep.
First National Bank. I forgot what happens in this movie for the most part.
So you won't be able to spoil it.
Well, I already spoiled the ending.
Oh, wow.
I never fear.
Oh, it's your poppy.
Never just see a random dog. Mm. Especially, like, yeah. If you ever see a random dog, they just run away.
All right. Unless they're already owned and the owner's inside.
I don't think this owner's inside. What is that a payphone?
Get out of bed, lazy bugs.
Is that a fucking payphone?
Yes, it looks like a payphone. Looks like a payphone paid for by the Coca-Cola Corporation. Oh, you don't want to go up there. How's she not there?
How's she not know how to? She's just wanderously venturing.
Yep. She missed the official program. Well, I'll just walk there. It's fine.
I'll just. Does this girl die? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Well.
Didn't your mom ever tell you not to get in the car? Oh. You're going to Camp Blood, ain't you? Go on now, get.
The classic. Everyone who goes up there never comes back. Okay, thanks.
Face is making.
He just keeps staring. Like, well, we'll never see her again.
That bike does not look like it's in condition to ride. Mm. It's a friendly town when you think about it.
I don't know, Cage. It doesn't really seem all that friendly to me.
They're just giving a helpless girl, you know, a ride to her summer gig.
don't know. It seems kind of like a setup. She walks in there. First thing she asks, everybody stares at her like she's crazy. Talking about crap, Crystal Lake. Like, okay, I'll give you a ride straight there. Even though we all know you're probably not coming back.
Look, they think nothing happens there anymore.
Why is he staring at her like that?
You know, some years have gone by.
No.
Wait, she's the chef?
Tim staff.
She's the chef?
Yeah. She likes to cook, Cage.
I didn't say she can't cook. I'm just saying she's the chef.
Yeah. Somebody's got to feed all those kids.
Just tell, like, why wouldn't you just tell the person that, quit. Hey, a couple kids got murdered at this camp?
It's jinxed.
Is it really jinxed? Like, when you really think about it, there's only been, what, 3 fatalities? Because Jason, the perceived death, and then 2 kids died. Oh, okay, now he's explaining it.
Yeah, that would explain that.
Maybe they should have did all this before.
And yet they're still holding a camp at this location. Why the hell not?
Just like my nieces.
Wow.
She ain't afraid of no ghosts.
He's like, you're not afraid of ghosts.
Huh? You're not afraid of ghosts.
Was she really expecting to walk this whole way before she ended up getting a ride?
Maybe she's really into cardio.
That must be the case, because it wouldn't have been nightfall till she got here. Oh, yeah.
They're driving in the middle of the road, so inconsiderate. Kevin Bacon. Oh, my eye itch is crazy.
Sex, what do you ever think about? Really?
I kind of want to see all these fires that they're talking about.
Yeah, it happened back in 62.
I want to see them.
You want a prequel?
No, I just want to see, like, a montage of the bad things that were happening right before this. Look at this. Mamma jamma. Chopping wood.
I love it. Like, the whole town knows that this camp is jinxed, yet it seems like everybody is going regardless.
Yeah, put out job applications. Be like, hey, we need counselors. We're opening this camp.
Yeah, it must pay pretty well.
This wouldn't happen this day and age. This place would have been bulldozed.
I guess it depends where. If they really are looking for cash, you know, you look past all the murders and fires and stuff.
Destroying that poor tree trunk. I swear, Kevin Bacon does not look that much older. Like, if you see a picture of him now, and right here, looks like he's only aged, like, 10 years.
It takes a lot of antioxidants.
Unicorn blood. 2 weeks.
Again?
See, the counselors are doing a lot of work they should be hiring people to do.
Well, maybe they're strapped for cash. They can't afford to have handymen come up here and take care of all this.
Can you really rely on a bunch of teens that just...
They're very hard-working teens, Cage.
Can you just go to a random site and repair a gutter?
No. Absolutely not. But then I'm sure that they actually had, like, home ec classes and their parents taught them stuff. So... It's not like now. You don't get taught any of that stuff.
Wait, are they? Are they together? Mm-hmm. Are they an item?
If anything, they're either an item or she's just creepy, drawing pictures of people while they're sleeping.
You know, sometimes people like to be watched while they sleep.
I'm not sure if he consented, Gage.
Probably did. You don't know.
I don't. I don't at all.
Look at that mustache. It's glorious. Screams rape.
Wow.
What? Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. So I'm assuming they are a thing.
I think it may be. Maybe he's just heavily flirting.
Ah, I know that lifeguard post. There's always a med spray there.
Yeah, but where are the cars, though?
Seems...
It's obligatory, Cage. You gotta... They gotta show you all the different locations in the camp. It's giving you an excuse to explore the camp with... very little exposition.
Where is he going?
He's getting out of Dodge.
Oh no, he's a weatherman. Oh, so he heard the name too.
Yeah, and yet he's still there. Nah, these kids are...
They asked for it at this point.
They're plucky. They're like, yeah, we don't believe in ghosts. It doesn't scare us.
Since I'm not afraid of low blood. Like, if you were hypothetically 15, 16, going to be a camp counselor, and someone's like, hey, that camp, we call it Camp Blood around here. What's your next move after that?
You know, I'm thinking that I'd probably... Oh, that's just straight unsafe. Yeah,
that literally unsafe.
Like, come on now.
Shooting arrows, like when people are just
Look,
walking
and
by.
And he's still and doing he just... it. Yeah.
And she's position, laughing about it.
Yeah, I'd definitely, at the very least, look for a new camp.
She's abused at home. She likes abuse.
Really? How can you tell?
He just pointed an arrow at her. Almost shot her with an arrow. She just started laughing. She's used to it.
Maybe she's just, I don't know. Maybe she's just suicidal.
A sadist?
Where that?
Well, this girl's just hitchhiking all over the place.
It was a different time back then, Cage.
We basically hitchhike now, Uber.
Yeah, except you pay for Uber.
You can also pay with your mouth.
Oh my god.
She is a chatty individual.
Yeah, she is.
Every time she gets in the car, she is just chatting up.
I guess it helps when you're a hitchhiker.
Guess you get more rides that way.
Yeah. nice yeah. and present a nice friendly, outgoing person.
Him being a nice young American teen.
Okay, Cage.
What?
But yeah, they like him young. Uh-oh. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was Crystal Lake back
then.
We're
not going to the camp.
I don't think we should stop.
Oh my god. Yeah, let me go faster.
Don't say please. She's not showing any type of urgency. Oh, now she is.
Just jump out the car.
Yes.
Car.
That did not match the jump.
Why you jump out? Well, she injured herself.
Well,
wait, but what about your... What about all your gear? You just gonna leave it?
It weighs her down. Could you imagine if this happened in the game? You just constantly fall over.
Yeah. You get injured and you actually fall over every, like, 5 steps.
Yeah, like, you hurt your... Like, if Jason, like, throws a knife at your leg.
Jesus.
And you start hobbling and you just fall over. Or if you jump from a height, you, like, twist your ankle or whatever.
Yep.
And you just keep falling over.
That'd be classic, but it would also be maddening.
Yeah. Because that fucker needs no more help in that game. Crouch down.
It's like you're making too much noise. Like, where you going,
that
girly?
That was clearly a man's leg.
Yep.
And
no!
And a man's hand.
Gah! You see, kids, this is why you don't hitchhike.
Well, usually when someone in movies gets their their throat slit, they usually grab onto it, unless they're, like, physically being held.
Yeah.
She just kind of took it. What is this?
Hey, you know, good old-fashioned horseplay. We don't need no adult supervision.
BuzzFeed quizzes back in the 80s.
I know, right?
This is your favorite. This is your flavor of ice cream.
Rock and roll. Yeah, let's spar those kids. Nerd.
How did she fucking see anything?
Yo, eagle eyes.
How? There is no way.
Like, I thought I saw something all the way over there.
There is no way. No way in hell she just saw something from that far away.
I don't know, Gage.
It's like trees, darkness.
Maybe she saw the movement. She didn't necessarily see the person.
The wind.
Yeah. She saw the branches moving. She's like, that doesn't seem like the wind. It's like, maybe that was a murderer.
Dive. No. Like a belly float. Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Another problem I have with the game is we can't just use boats.
Mm. Yeah, not the paddle boats anyway.
Yeah, not paddle boats. We have to get a fucking motor and some gas for those.
Yeah, you should be able to use, like, the paddle boats not really to escape, but just to get to other parts of the map. I wouldn't even care if you couldn't use them to escape. I just want to be able to get in the water without making tons of noise.
Yeah. They'll never add it.
Yeah. Give them mouth to mouth. Damn, they just got there and we already have, like, a almost drowning kids.
Oh, there was another fake me out situation.
About to say.
It's this.
Look, you gotta stalk.
Aren't they supposed to be doing stuff to get ready? Didn't he give them, like, jobs to do before he left?
No, I think they gave just that one girl all the jobs.
Like, oh, this one?
Yeah. She's going around fixing the gutters and everything, and everybody else is just, like, chilling out.
She's not even doing that. She's showering.
Well, she finished now, Cage.
Don't be terrified of a little snake.
Could be venomous, Cage.
Nah, I know about snakes. That one's not venomous. I did my research on snakes.
Oh, did you?
I did a quick Google search.
Oh, wow. Better check those cabinets.
I don't think any of the characters in the game are designed after anyone I've seen so far.
Yep, I haven't seen anyone.
Even poor Kevin Bacon.
There's a snake in here. Let's all rush into the cabin and close the door behind us.
That's how... I wonder... That's how they should allow you to just jump, Jason. Like, just all of you. Just be like, jump him. What's a pillow gonna do?
Hello, Cage. This is what happens when you leave a bunch of teenagers in charge. They've already destroyed one cabin.
Feathers everywhere for no reason. Have you ever had snake?
I haven't, Cage, and I'm not really all that interested.
Have you had duck?
No, I haven't had duck either.
You're not a man of a sophisticated taste, are you?
Well, I've had goat. Goat's actually very good.
Is it?
I recommend it.
This guy is. Oh, they have some of the village people.
Who are you people? Are they licensed? If the cop doesn't know who these people are, they're about to have 50 kids in there?
Yeah, how's the cop not know what camp is about to be? Maybe he's not a real cop.
Imposter.
Could be a fake badge. How's he not know? How's the cop not know? How's no one in the town know they're trying to reel from this camp?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, this guy's a douche.
Yep.
Called him Cochise, now Tonto. Weak in jail.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Regular.
Come in cycle
like,
two.
Excuse me.
That is police radio.
These damn kids.
But this is really concerning. I don't think that this is a licensed camp.
I'm starting to think that it isn't.
Because I don't think they're supposed to be there.
This entire operation is being run on the honor system. Like, we've got like 10 teenagers, 50 kids whose parents clearly trust them to go to this camp being run by 10 teenagers, no adults.
Well, except for the guy with the mustache.
Okay, well... Yeah, I guess
so. He is no way a teenager.
But barely an adult. And the adult is hitting on the teenagers.
He is probably 25 at the max. Or at the minimum. So, no one in town knows that this is a fucking camp.
Yeah.
Or, no, they know it's a camp. They just don't know.
They know it's camp grounds. They don't know that they're getting it ready.
Yeah, they don't know. Because every time someone comes in, oh, where are you going? Oh, camp. Why are you going there?
You're like, on a Camp Crystal.
Why? Like, no one knows that this is about to be a... Up and running camp again. Oh my god, that is terrifying.
Like, oh, I'm back again.
Yeah, but yeah, the police don't even know. Mm-hmm. So I'm beginning to, I don't think this camp's on the up and up. I think it's a con game.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to con some parents out of some money. Or maybe it's that weird, that guy with the mustache. Maybe he's just trying to trick teenagers for some weird orgy.
Maybe.
Oh, a sexy
he's
party.
He's trying to get something.
He's just trying to organize a sexy party. A
sexy party.
But if you opened up a door and saw that guy sitting in there, you decked the shit out of him.
Well, absolutely.
He's just standing there with his mouth all hanging open. And then he slams the door.
And he walks off. Tee-hee. The classic.
What's next?
Are you all doomed if you stay here? Oh,
look at his little skip to his bike.
You're all gonna die here.
You're all doomed. That's Bill's bike from It.
Yep. That's the same energy right there.
Io Silver! Get some WD-40 on that hinge.
Yo, I wish you would have fell. So, well, that was weird. Let's just keep going along with our business.
She is literally doing all the work.
Yep.
Well, I guess they're chopping stuff, but still.
Nah, man.
She's
this is like the same thing with like school projects.
She's doing all the heavy lifting. Yeah, look, now she's about to change.
Yeah, the smart one does all the work. Now everybody else just chills out.
Now she's about to change the bulb.
Yep.
How's that macho talk? He's just saying.
He sounded super.
He's like, oh, there's an emergency generator. Don't you just love macho talk?
I'm
like,
generator.
He's just saying what it is.
It's like, oh yeah, try to be a little bit more insecure next time, bro.
He's insecure. He's culturally insensitive because he's running around like an Indian or Native American.
He's got no respect.
He's just out of control. This guy.
Yeah. And he's about to be a camp counselor.
Shaping young minds during the summer.
Yep. That's a nice view.
It's a nice thing. They're sitting on it a bit long though. Oh, is that a?
It's all about the beauty of the camp, Cage. This is the first time we've ever seen this beautiful camp.
Is that a zombie?
Please no. We'll save that for another goddamn movie.
I'm never watching the movie again.
I mean, you might as well now. You mentioned it.
No. It's good in name only. Mm. Like zombies.
Zombies. Yeah, you gotta do that one, too.
Someone watching? Like a filthy cuck? Yep. Disappointed. Yeah, walk away sad.
Man, I wish I could have kissed a girl.
Maybe if you act like more of a... I don't know. Because he's a bit of a fucking C word. Yeah, is he about to bite it?
I don't know, Cage, but personally, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I think he is about to bite it.
Hello?
That is a man.
Hello?
So we're led to... What is going on here?
Look, Cage. Clearly this murderer is...
That is not a little old lady.
You see, maybe when we're seeing these shots, we're seeing them from the perspective of the frightened children, who are assuming that it's a big burly man with a knife.
Well, he knows too much.
He didn't know any of that. He just guessed to make himself sound smart.
He just flat out, oh, the wind shifted about 180 degrees.
He's like, oh, you know, because I can tell that exactly by my mind.
Because I'm that gifted. I guess when next time you're out with a girl, since it's the season, the autumn season, and the winds be howling, tell her the wind changed. Tell her the wind shifted about 180 degrees.
Oh, really?
You'll get a nice little kiss.
Should I, like, do the lick my finger and hold it up for
No, don't even do that. You'll seem phony. You just gotta be like, wind shifted.
I mean, that seems phony.
No, tilt your nose up to the air. Like, wind shifted.
Like, oh, what is that? I feel a
shift in the wind.
Yeah, I feel a shift in the winds. By exactly 83 and a half degrees.
Then you have to start playing the luck game and just hope that the wind shifts where you stop 5 seconds before and be like, I feel a shift in the wind coming. Pray it fucking shifts.
Yeah, if I ever did that, I hope I would get called out. It's like, the fuck? Shifts? What?
What is going on here? What is this?
Like, oh, you know. Look, Age. They're clearly flirting.
No. Oh. Mr. Meteorologist.
Hey, we're gonna get soaked.
Nah, he just wants to get her inside of a cabin.
Look, Age. You do not deny Kevin Bacon.
I didn't say you do. clearly that girl in Hollow Man couldn't deny him.
Jesus.
Flat out. He just...
I mean, that was kind of rape.
He wanted what he wanted.
Yeah, and he went for it.
That was a disturbing scene. I've seen that as a child.
Yeah, it's not exactly a family-friendly movie, Gage. Oh,
can't do this in the game. Which I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah, do it in the game. It gives you both a health boost.
Yes.
But it makes all the noise.
Oh, you have to risk making noise. Yeah,
you have to risk it. If you're both like injured, but then you just make out with another counselor.
Is it like a quick time event?
Yes. But yeah. You make all the noise while it's happening.
Yeah, you make all the noise. You can be sensed.
Yep. You basically just make yourself a beacon for Jason.
Oh. You know what it could do? You basically just use that as a sacrifice. Two people start having sex.
Yes.
So the other people can get away.
Yep, other people get on the car.
This is why we need to be game developers.
For real.
Or the game developer. They claim they love these movies, but I don't think they put too much thought into it.
Maybe they were rush, Gage. I wouldn't...
It's an indie game. They were crowdfunded, I believe.
To be fair, they did a really good job with what they managed.
Did they? There's a lot of problems with that game that we're probably going to discuss throughout the whole series of these movies.
This is true.
Because I don't think not once does Jason Voorhees stop a car with his body.
Okay, we don't talk about that, Gage.
There is not one time, I don't think, in any of these movies, a speeding car is coming at him and he just slams his fist on the hood.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about warp grabbing either.
Oh, when we get to part 5, I think. Phony Jason in the game can do everything real Jason... You know what?
We're not going to mention any of that. We're just going to enjoy this nice classic horror film.
Halloween.
Who is playing the guitar?
Him.
Oh, yeah.
And she's eating ice cream. She's putting stuff by the fire. Oh, she's trying to... They're all wearing the same boots. He's trying to serenade her.
That's all these kids do.
It's the 80s. Oh, Monopoly.
Oh! Oh. We're about to make some enemies.
Oh. We never played... Wait, Monopoly had a red box?
Yo, back in the day, classic Monopoly.
Hades Monopoly. Wait, these are some sketched rules.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
We don't have enough... We don't play with...
Like, what's the difference between, like, Owen... Oh, hold up.
Oh. Mm. Kevin giving her the bacon.
Really?
That's all I had at the moment. So,
you would say that she's getting porked.
Oh.
So, oh, man, this is so great. It'd be a shame if we got murdered.
It'd be a shame if someone, you know, harpooned us. He's not really a... He's not really a good lover.
Okay, are you critiquing his technique?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
She seems satisfied enough, Gage.
She hasn't had much experience. She just seems... She's moaning out of pity.
Oh my god.
Those pity moans.
Really?
He's not doing anything. He's just on top of her, sliding up and down.
Yo!
It's fucked up.
He's just like...
Died with his eyes open.
First off, he's dead. But even before that... Yo, they didn't check the top bunk first?
Why would they check the top bunk of...
You get some creepers lining up in there.
There's only like 7 people there.
You don't know. Somebody could have been creeping up
there. Someone's like, hey, I want to fuck on the top bunk. The top bunk? Get on the fucking bottom bunk, you dork. No, he's the big spoon, insecure. Have you ever been the little spoon?
Absolutely. I've been all spoons.
Oh, even a teaspoon?
Well.
Oh. That pillow looks uncomfortable. Is that blood on it? Oh, how they not notice?
Yeah, they don't even have, they don't have covers or anything for the pillows. They just sleep on the street
pillow. The kids bring their own sleeping bags. I mean, their own pillowcases.
And they clearly didn't.
No, I'm saying the kids when they come. I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be a kid's cabin. Yo, they are in mad lust. Because if it was me, I'm a man about his sheets. I would have noticed some blood on my pillow.
Yeah, it's
I love my linens, and I love my pillows.
It's pretty unclean, I have to say.
Like, they did not check.
Not at all.
This is making me want to play Monopoly. Baltic.
Baltic.
Who buys Baltic out the gate?
Yo, who lands on Baltic out the gate?
Dork. Wait, wasn't she just on Baltic? Oh, no, she moved his.
Mm.
No. No one ever lands on Baltic. Immediately lands on Baltic. What is he? Oh, no, I was going to say, was he over like 30 bucks? No, Baltic's like 6, right?
Yeah.
But then I was
like, you don't have anything on it.
But I remember they're playing strip.
So instead of 6 Monopoly dollars, you take off a boot. What happens when you owe like 1,000, though?
Your underwear?
I mean,
I don't
know. Like enough. Multiple.
I don't know. I don't know. Strip Monopoly is dumb.
Did they think this through? And here we go.
I kind of want the money.
Smoking in the kid's bedroom. These damn teenagers.
They're not. The kids aren't due for a while. Fuck them kids.
Like, this smells like smoke.
There's a really good scene. That's clearly a man hand.
No! Kevin!
His neck grew.
Yeah, why can't Jason hide under the bed?
Because that would be cheating.
Then you.
Why didn't she put on some fucking pants?
Jesus. Look, it's the walk of shame, Cage.
How's it a shame? No one's. Oh. You know, sometimes. Oh, I know that. That's the bathroom,
Yeah, where, she said she had to go pee.
No, I'm saying this is the bath on one of the maps where you can never find... Nothing's ever in that fucking bathroom on that map.
Well, usually it's a health spray, but it's like people go there first, so by the time you get there, everything's gone.
She don't hear that?
She's not concerned, Kate. She's peeing.
Wet footsteps are the loudest footsteps.
It takes all of her concentration, alright? She needs to focus.
Wet footsteps are the loudest.
She has no reason to suspect that anyone but a wholesome counselor like herself is occupying the
bathrooms. What are those? What are those flashlights attached to?
What?
Is that a battery?
I would assume so.
Oh, now she hears something?
Jack. Hello.
Would these be the kind of girls you would go after if you lived in the 80s?
Granted,
technically this is the 70s because they filmed it in the 70s. It came out in the 80s.
Personally, probably not.
Oh.
I mean, too petite nothing girl. Wrong with her or anything. But
what is she doing?
Clearly she's schizophrenic, Cage.
No, I think she was doing a scene from a movie, but if Homeboy was still alive, Kevin Bacon was still alive, I would be highly upset. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? I'm ready for round two.
No, she has to to practice her acting.
She's in there doing movie scenes.
Yep.
Are the pipes busted again? Oh, she did some work.
What? That's pretty resourceful.
Ned.
Come on, this isn't a joke.
She's putting her hand in her mouth. CC, Can you imagine, like, the social media and news outrage if, a campsite, camp counselors were murdered?
If this happened while social media was in existence, this place would have been burned down after the first
day. It would be all over the place.
Yep. They'd make a movie about it.
But then you know it would just be an argument. It would just be an argument between, you know, people who want guns banned and people on the other side of the fence. It would be like,
shit.
See the damage? This person didn't use a gun at all.
Like, if these counselors had guns, it wouldn't happen. It's like, so you're going to give a bunch of teenagers guns?
Oh, she has
Pacific. No one cares about Pacific.
Oh, well, Pacific is a nice... That's the green. That's,
yeah, I know. But
that's still, a good amount of money.
They don't have a monopoly.
Yeah, I was about to say, can I see the board? I want to know what everyone's working with. Fuck this movie at this point. I want to study this game of Monopoly. Oh, wait, is that a hotel?
Yeah, what's the point of them even holding cash if...
they're Yeah, why the fuck do they have cash? Or is, like, cash a thing for when...
I don't know the rules. I don't know how
this is a shoddy ass game of Monopoly.
I
think they just wanted to see each other naked to have a sex.
A bunch of teenagers running around outside in the rain with no clothes on.
They're gonna get sick.
They are.
Or death. Well, that's a sickness.
I mean, yeah, if you want to get technical.
And they're about to get down with it.
Yes. That is a song, Cage.
I know. I listen to it when I run. This fucker is still at the diner.
He's a hungry boy, Cage.
He's been there for like 7 hours. He's been there all day.
He's having a nice, wholesome conversation.
That's the kind of woman I want to serve me.
Oh, yeah?
She looks like she'll call me sugar and honey.
Oh, my God.
See? Oh, so it's confirmed. This is his camp. And he is porking one of the counselors.
Alright, so he's the orchestrator of this unlicensed gig.
And he's a fucking pervert.
Yep.
Unless the... You know what? No, he's a...
It's like, I'm not actually going to spend any time with these kids, but I'm going to get the money. And I'm going to flirt with them.
And I'm going to try to pork one. I'm going to try to bacon one of them.
Oh. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Thanks.
Oh, how'd he get that on so fast?
Yo, he works fast.
Well, we know how fast he works based on his flirtationship with that counselor.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be driving that Jeep in this rain. He'll tip over. Hydroplane.
Nah, he'd be alright.
That's a nice looking little diner.
It looks like it's in the literal middle of nowhere.
Would you eat there?
Yeah.
Would you get a nice little omelet and a waffle on the side?
I'd probably get, waffle, scrambled eggs, and maybe,
Did he go to town for supplies?
I don't know what he went to town for. Clearly he went to town for his own convenience.
He probably has a wife, and he probably called her or something.
Yo, I immediately got freaking flashbacks of the Jurassic Park scene with him wiping the windshield.
Crystal Lake. Tomahawk Lake? Wait, there's a Tomahawk Lake?
No one ever talks about
Tomahawk Lake. Let's go there.
That lake is for losers.
I was going to say, why don't they just move the camp up?
Nah, clearly, everybody knows Crystal Lake is where it's at.
Clearly Tomahawk Lake has no issues.
Yeah, that's why it's boring.
Why'd she come here again?
She said she was going to bed. I'm assuming she's freshening up.
Because they're always just finding a reason to go to this goddamn bathroom to die.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, remember that brutal scene in fucking Halloween, the remake?
Mm-hmm.
What if one of them died that way, just poof,
poof. Yo.
She's doing a shitty job on her teeth. She's just brushing one side? Oh, no, she's getting around.
No. She's doing her countdown. You gotta be brushing your teeth for at least a minute and a half. Preferably longer.
She's not gonna floss.
Absolutely not. They're teenagers, Cage. They don't think that far ahead.
Okay, she immediately went to the hook. Bitch didn't even floss.
Look, leave her dental hygiene alone, Cage. She has more important things to think about.
Did you ever have a raincoat?
Actually, yeah.
I never had a
No, it wasn't a raincoat, it was a poncho.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I had a poncho for
a while. I never had a raincoat. Mm. Not once.
Not once.
I think I had rain boots, though. Mm. Bitch, get like a shower cat. Were shower caddies a thing, then?
I'm sure they were, Cage.
Where is it?
She clearly doesn't own one.
Came to a camp, you dunce. Oh, that nice toilet paper. Oh, that's probably the itchy kind.
They don't have the money for the good toilet paper, Cage.
The good TP. How does this happen? What? This has always happened in these fucking movies.
Well, we need a new battery.
Oh, here, who's driving up in this car? Is that the police? Oh, damn right it is.
The searchlight and everything. Kind of bright there, buddy.
He just got...
how you just walk up to the car? Can tell this is not nowadays.
This is not 2019. Because if that was happening in 2019, that cop would have fucking unloaded
on him. Yeah, like, yo, hold up. Freeze. The hell are you doing?
And I'm not even going to bring skin color into this. I'm just going to say, you just open up a cop's door.
Yeah.
He would just like, what the fuck?
Yep.
And I'll be on the cop's side. Just can't be opening up doors, man.
These are the Andy Griffin cops.
Ah, good times. We're clearly born in the wrong era. Was she writing a letter? What's she doing?
Okay, she likes reading poetry before she goes to bed.
I wish I caught a bitch reading poetry before bed. Just kidding, reading's fine before bed.
Lighting some candles.
And when I said bitch, I mean any person, not just women. Just sitting there reading a book of sonnets. Mm. What is that?
You see, she came prepared. She got a whole gown and everything.
She looks like she's getting ready for bed on Little House in the Prairie. She has a candle.
That's what she's used to.
Oh, she's a church girl. She was just playing strip poker, too.
But hold on. What was the point of, like, every scene with the hitchhiking girl if she was never even going to make it to the camp?
Oh, it's like that old psycho misdirect where we have to follow this beautiful woman that she dies in the beginning.
Like, what's even the point? Never even made it to the camp.
We're supposed to like her because she was chatty and feel sad when she died.
No, that didn't happen.
I know, not at all.
I needed her to at least interact with some of the other counselors.
That was the beauty of it. And who the fuck is saying help me?
Clearly someone who's dying, Cage. Or in the process of it.
And what was she reading?
I don't know. Maybe she was actually reading Little House on the Prairie.
Can it be?
Well, let's go check it out, gang.
Her flashlight.
I'll be right back.
Does her flashlight have that little battery? No, it doesn't.
It's because she brought her own flashlight from home.
Oh, this girl's so prepared. Except for a shower caddy. She brought everything but a shower caddy.
Yeah, let's walk out in the rain in my nightgown.
Who?
These kids didn't bring any umbrellas or anything.
No, well, the weatherman didn't tell them.
Fucking weatherman.
He was like, he clearly didn't give him a fucking list of what to bring. He just said, bring whatever you usually bring when you
come. Yeah, he just gives you the campy damn kids.
So I can fuck one of you. Because that's clearly what's on his mind.
Yep.
Is this an actual person screaming or is it a recording? Because I don't remember this. Mm-hmm. Somebody help.
Help.
Oh, damn, she's about to get shot with an arrow, isn't she?
Probably.
This is that little archery.
These kids just dying off one by one. And I love how nobody's really noticed it yet.
Yeah, they're not really involved with each other's lives at all.
Yeah, let's...
Spotlight!
Why are you standing in this downpour? Let me stand right in front of the target.
Does she even die by an arrow? I know. Off screen?
Oh, there you go, Cage.
What a rip.
What a waste. And still no one has even noticed.
Yeah, no one has noticed any of their fellow camp counselors have been murdered.
Yep.
Wait, where's the guy that was with them playing poker?
I don't remember him leaving. It was just a girl.
So he's still somewhere in the house.
Yep.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Don't. Well. Oh, there he is.
Yep.
Is that the kind of poncho you had?
Yeah, except it was yellow. And it was more see-through.
That doesn't even look like... That looks like a tarp. It's just so thick.
It's like a $5 poncho.
No, right? That... That's like a... That's a tarp you put on top of a car.
As long as it keeps you out of the rain.
As long as it keeps you dry. Like, no, you can't come. Oh, they're coming to get you.
Let's go find her.
Oh, everybody has raincoats.
Maybe she got lost.
Maybe the raincoats were provided. Well, maybe they don't bring umbrellas because they had raincoats.
Well, I mean, it's kind of pointless if you're not going to wear them.
Well, she was taken out of bed.
She walked all the way to the archery field in a nightgown.
She heard someone in distress. You're not giving that poor girl enough credit.
I'm not going to give her any credit at all, Cage.
Yeah, she should have did the smart move and hid under the bed. Now, who did... Why?
Okay, now that's just a jerk move.
That's disrespectful.
But people are dying.
First of all, that wouldn't have been my question. I would not have seen a bloody axe on my friend's bed and said, what is going on? I would be like, we need to call the fucking police.
Yes, exactly.
We need to get the fuck out of here. Not, what's going on?
Like, oh my god, is this blood real?
Oh my god, is that a dead body?
Oh my god, is that a dead body?
Fucking run!
No, they can't escape because dude took the car to a diner.
Jenna! Oh, honey, honey, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, this bathroom seems to attract a lot of deaths.
Wait, did she just say they should call the police?
Yeah.
Call someone. Call the cops. Not just someone. They're upsetting me. This is the part of the movies where I get upset.
People Cage, they're in distress because they don't know what's going on. They're seeing bloody weapons in people's beds.
Like, well, how would you react if you just went into your sister's room and saw a bloody axe on the bed?
I mean, if
like,
I were...
okay, imagine you came home from like a movie, and no one, you knew your parents were like on vacation, just you, your sister, and your little brother. You come home, there's a bloody axe in your sister's bed, and she's nowhere to be found. It's your first fucking move.
Get the hell out of the house.
You look at the axe, what's going on?
Oh my god, what's going on?
And then 15 minutes later, I think we should call someone.
It's like, let me explore the rest of the house just in case.
I think this is the problem with old slasher movies. Like, they did not have human reactions. And what is this shot? Why are we just looking? Why are we just looking at logs?
I couldn't tell you, Cage.
This movie, man. It's a goddamn shit show. Huh? Well, the battery's out. That's where they got the idea.
Gotta fix the battery.
Wait, the battery has to be in it. 10 miles.
Yeah, the lake is kind of out of the way, Cage.
There's a stupid explanation to all of our friends being dead. They're kissing now? Or is that just like a friend peck on the cheek to calm her down? She doesn't seem too frazzled.
I don't think friends actually do that, Cage. A friend peck on the cheek to calm them down.
I've been lied to all my life.
I mean, what call, call me crazy, but that doesn't really seem like a thing.
All right, I'm gonna ask the world. I'm gonna start asking some questions.
So I'm just gonna give you a peck on the cheek, but because we're friends.
And I'm gonna calm you down. A friendly peck.
Not to calm me down, you could just fucking hug.
Maybe he's been dying to kiss her.
Yeah, that's clearly it.
He's the one he's been...
Let me use this opportunity.
He's the one... He had his eyes on her the entire time.
Yep.
Roger. Roger Dodger.
So much for adult supervision. He's over here riding with the cop. All of his counselors are dying.
The worst.
Finally stopped raining, though.
Wait, is he...
So now they have no car because no. He left the car.
And the cop was like, yo, I'm just going to drop you off halfway. And, yeah.
Yeah, you know the way back. You'll be all right.
Yeah, just do a little light jog. You need some cardio. You just had a, breakfast sampler. So, I saw what you ordered at the yep. diner.
Yeah, I saw you coming out of that diner.
Hello?
Who's there? Let me walk towards the light. Well, so much for that.
Fact show. Yeah, I'm kind of getting mad. They give us like a couple great kills and then they just start saying, yeah, let's make the rest off screen.
I guess they were getting bored.
They're like, let's speed this up.
But yeah, we don't understand the appeal of these types of movies, so, Let's go ahead and let's expedite this process. Oh, looks like the generator got taken out. Yo, it got super dark.
Yeah, that is maddening. Oh, bring out them lanterns. Yo, what if they gave you lanterns in the game?
That'd be awesome. Except they already give you flashlights.
Flashlights die. So you have to go find some lanterns.
I wish the flashlights actually died.
Oh no, it would be so scary then. Then I really would ask if that was a dead body.
Yep.
I was about to say, where's the weatherman? I was like, oh yeah, he died. Actually, technically, they had two weathermen. Kevin Bacon and the guy that was running the camp.
Yep. Knowing the direction of the wind shift clearly didn't save him.
Actually, if that was actually me, I probably would have lost my shit if she asked me that. What do you think happened? I don't fucking know. I was with you.
Yeah. Well, where do you think I've been this whole time?
Just as lost as you are. God.
You got in here with the dumb questions?
Stuck. This bitch is sleeping in a time like this?
Blow cage. She sleeps when she's stressed.
What? People are dying.
It's a very stressful environment. She needs to keep her energy up.
People are dying. Dead.
Look, I don't think they've actually seen a body yet, so we don't know that.
I think this might be the movie where a body comes flying through the window.
Jesus.
I think. I don't know. That could change. Anything can change.
Hello? Hello?
He looks like he can take out an old lady.
I mean, yeah.
Granted, the person we've seen doing all these kills is clearly not a lady.
Okay, I already explained it. We're seeing a killer from the perspective of the terrified teenagers. And they assume that it's a big burly man with a knife coming to kill them. But then when we actually get a good look at the killer, it's not a big burly man with a knife. It's a little old lady with a knife.
That's not flying with me. I have to give this twist was not well executed.
Look, it's all a matter of perspective, Cajun. And
fuck perspective. This is not well executed in terms of... Yeah, we're going to make them think it's this madman running around killing people. Really, it's a nice little old lady. Mm. Which would have been fine if we saw no hands. Like, that one shot of the back. And I think there was another shot where we can clearly tell it's a man.
Maybe she's just got burly hands, Gage. She does a lot of wood chopping.
I saw hair. Hairy knuckles.
She,
She a what?
She takes... HGH.
Hmm. I'm not buying it. This is a shit show.
That's a good word for it, considering that, like, how many kids are dead now? Like, six?
The chick from The Hitchhiking Chick.
Yeah, Hitchhiking Chick.
Kevin Bacon, the girlfriend, the reading chick, the owner. Oh, the dickhead.
Yeah, dickhead's dead.
So six.
So yeah, six kids. And the adult, but he's not a kid. So.
Which, I already counted him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, six people dead.
So we got two more to go. And the final, well, she's the final girl, she can't die.
Yeah, they're not doing very well with this whole escaping
thing. Until the sequel. Dun, dun, dun.
No.
What is she putting in that? What is that?
Don't worry about it, Cage.
Oh, look at that coffee.
She needs to make coffee when she's stressed.
If I was in one of these movies, I'll take a bean of coffee and put it on a spoon, put it over the stove, let it melt, get a syringe, put it right in my veins.
You would.
I'd be like, oh. This is how I calm under stress. Alice. Is that her name?
I don't know.
Is that sugar?
She likes sugar in her coffee, Gage.
That's fine. I mean, only pussies like sugar in their coffee.
Wow.
Did you get offended by that?
I did, actually. I very much enjoy having sugars in my coffee.
Couple cubes?
Yeah. And some cream.
Waste of a coffee.
Get a couple of teaspoons of
that is creamer. A waste of coffee.
No, it's actually pretty delicious.
Take it black.
Ew! Why the hell would I torture myself like that?
So good for you.
I'm not worried about what's good for me if I'm drinking coffee, Gage. If I were, I'd be drinking water.
Coffee's relatively good for you.
It is, but if you why drink would it black? I drink it black? That's disgusting.
Coffee black is wonderful.
Disgusting.
Wonderful.
Nasty.
Wonderful.
It tastes like crap.
Your mother.
It's literally bean water.
Your mother.
My mother is bean water.
Don't you talk about my beans. The beans give me life. I don't understand why people don't drink coffee black more.
Because it's fucking nasty.
Wait, did Bill die?
Yeah.
Oh, right shit. There.
Oh, Bill, no. Holy. How's she still hanging up there?
Oh, fuck.
Those are some strong arrows.
Oh, is this where she starts seeing the bodies?
Yep. Oh, my God. Is that a dead body?
See, now she's starting to have the appropriate reactions.
Yeah, now that she's alone.
Well, she doesn't know.
I mean, she's alone right now.
Yeah.
So...
You know, if you did send Bill off alone, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
I know, right? I'm not seeing any barricades on these doors.
Not one. He's a fire extinguisher. Oh. Oh, barricade.
You gonna hang yourself?
Might as well. Just end it now.
Yeah. She's gonna jimmy a barricade.
That's pretty... She's pretty smart.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you got,
would you have thought of that? Would you have thought of that on your feet?
Right off break? No.
Because she got to that pretty quick.
Yeah, that was some pretty quick thinking. I'll give that to her.
Even though this bitch is so focused on the blinds, when you could just leave that room.
I know, for real.
Or hide in that corner.
Like, she came up with a great idea to barricade the literally door, just and then hide. She wastes all this time with blinds that aren't really going to stop
Just hide anything. Behind that piano.
She needs to find the damn phone.
Just hide behind that fucking piano. No one's gonna search behind there.
You never know. Whoever this killer is might be a piano aficionado. And
you'll have the upper hand, because if they peek behind it, just jab them with a fucking fire poker.
I don't think she's thinking that far, Cage.
I would've. I'm thinking that right now.
Her strength is probably like a 2. Even if she, like, poked him with a fire poker, it wouldn't do shit.
It's sharp enough. Burn it. Send it in fire. Keep the lantern with you. Keep it heated on fire. Go right through.
Nah, I think she's just more concentrated on...
this is one door. I'm pretty sure they have a back door. And these windows are glass. Or one rock. Windows open. Turn out the fucking lantern.
She's clearly a terrified...
Turn out the lantern. Search those drawers.
She's got a baseball bat, Kate. She's good.
Her strength is a 2, though. She's not going to stun him.
Not at all.
Turn off that light. You're making too much noise. You're breathing.
Like he's sensing you.
What if in the game you could throw apples at this motherfucker?
That'd be great. Just throw apples in general.
I just want to throw shit at him. Just like pick up kitchen things like plates. What's she looking for? Okay.
Oh, now she's got a bat and a knife.
A fork.
Is that a fork?
Yeah. It's like a pitchfork.
Yeah, it's a fork.
Who says that out loud?
Yeah, you were right. Body just flies through the window.
Actually, I think this happens in all these movies. Oh, she got the rough end of the stick.
Jesus. Oh, is that a dead body?
Sounds like, I'm pretty sure that's a dead body.
I better find the phone.
Out of everyone in our friends group, who do you think will have that reaction? As soon as they see a body coming, crashing through their window. Just fall to the floor and just be like, oh. Diane.
Oh, Peter. I can't really think of anyone with that reaction. Most everybody that I can think of would, like, he just see the body and yell out, what the fuck? And then, like, run around in place for a little bit.
No, I'd probably just stand still, to be honest. I'd just be like, the fuck? Who threw that body?
Yeah, you look at it and you're like, well.
I was like, well, let me grab something sharp. And grab something pointy.
It's like, yeah, people are dying. I'm going to have to get out of here.
Oh, here we go. The best. Well, look at her hands. Look at her hands. Look at her hands. Would you smash?
Maybe.
Look, she's calm under stress. She's...
I mean, she's not really my type, but I'm thinking if I were drunk enough, yeah, I'd take that sweater
off. I'll be kind of sober. Nice old. Wait, she doesn't know they're all dead, because she didn't find Kevin Bacon yet.
I think she's just making an assumption. All it took was for her to find, what, 2 bodies?
She is a wonderful looking mom. Yeah, that's a definite yes for me. Look at that sweater. And her sweater game's on point. She's a total catch.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. But that's me.
So young.
I'd have to be drunk first.
She's like, what monster could have done this? This is a heel.
Yeah,
she has a
the acting job.
Oh, yes. This is my kind of lady.
Yo, this is like a goddamn Scooby-Doo plot.
I told them not to open this camp again. Killing
all the kids to make sure that nobody opens up the camp again. She's literally killing people to prevent, like, real estate development.
So it's like, I told them not to open this camp again.
The only thing she needed was a damn mask.
Oh, she was a cook and she killed the cook. Oh.
need to wait for him.
Oh, no.
I do.
Flashbacks. Jason was my son. Wait, what date did they say at the beginning of the movie?
The 13th.
Of what?
June. Friday the 13th of June.
June 13th?
Yes.
Okay. So now we know.
My sweet, innocent Jason.
Now we know Mr. Voorhees' birthday is June 13th, I'm sure.
Yep, June 13th.
Oh no, here we go.
Oh my god.
She's victim blaming.
Like, you did it. He's like, I don't even know Jason.
I don't even know who you are.
Oh. God damn.
Ooh. How'd that not like... Oh, god damn it, bitch. What'd you trip... Oh, well, she tripped over books. That's a reasonable...
Look, she's not very high on composure, Cage. Oh, yeah, let's steal this bitch's car. No! No,
she kept the body. That's kind of rude.
Yeah, you know. She wants to keep souvenirs.
Now what'd she trip over?
Look, Cage.
Oh,
yo,
no.
The body's just coming out of nowhere.
She's one for theatrics, this woman.
Yeah.
Come here, you bitch. Why do they keep slamming that door? Everyone that comes out of that door slams the shit out of it.
Yep.
They use the two-hand slam.
I'm waiting for somebody to jump out the window.
Run into the darkness.
And where do you think you're going?
Oh, no. Killer mommy.
Yo.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She just did a little Batman voice.
Yes. Well.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's the garage. From that one night.
We couldn't open the garage.
Huh?
I said we couldn't open the garage. Oh, okay. Look at all these guns!
Because it's open all the time.
Yeah.
And there's also a car there, usually. Oh, now it makes sense why there's always a gun at that garage in the game, because that's a fucking gun rack.
Yeah. They'll give you at least one gun all the time, I guess.
What if they put a 9? Like a pistol? A handgun? Oh, she was checking drawers!
Oh. Yeah.
Way to my heart.
See, I gotta find something.
No one's ever gonna understand all these references to the video game.
Yep. Unless they obviously play the video game.
Oh, would that be a bitch if that was in the game?
Yo, if they lock drawers.
Oh. Alright, for everyone listening, if you played the Friday the 13th game, 90% of the game is checking drawers.
Yep.
Do you have the Pamela tapes in the game?
Not all of them.
I think I'm missing. Why'd she just do a cat?
I know, right?
She made cat noise. Yeah, but, when she's being interviewed by the cops, it's, like, actually pretty dope. Mm. Oh, my.
Yo.
She's beating the shit out of her.
Hold up. What, did she just give up?
Oh, my. Jesus.
Yeah, you can't even say open up that fist.
She's just backhanding her.
Like, well, I'm
going
to kill you.
Now she's
gonna,
oh. Ooh. Oh, she's hit her in the... Oh, that's probably the most dramatic fallback
I've
ever seen.
Female violence.
Did she punch her in the vagina?
That's what it looked like to me. It gave her a low blow.
I wanted a second opinion.
Yeah? It looked like a low blow to me.
I didn't know if she like hit her in the belly or just like down there.
She had that classic reaction.
I guess she grabbed her in the... I'm not even going to go.
Yes, Cage.
I'm not going
to
go there.
When you're looking to defend your life, you're going to do whatever it takes. Even grabbing unmentionable places.
I'm never... Never. Well, I've never been in a fight for my life, so.
Yeah. Oh, the Duke.
It's literally 90%. That's most of the game, too. You just hide. It's like, wait for this motherfucker to pass me. Yeah.
And just crouch behind this tree.
I have to keep... There's a weird edit.
Look, the moon is supposed to be making you crazy, Cage. It's a full moon. It makes you a lunatic. You go out and kill counselors.
Are you saying because I was born on a full moon?
I'm not inferring anything for you. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, in this movie.
Yeah, in the movie, you know, because she's crazy, they have to have the full moon in the background, you know? Because she's a lunatic going around killing people. You see, it's a reference.
It's not how that works. Now, if it was a red moon.
Red moon? What, a lunar eclipse?
Sure. I appreciate her accessory game. There's a lot of rings on. I appreciate that.
She's got to be styling, even if she's
She's hiding out in the closet. She knows it's about to go down.
I hope there's a window in that closet.
Nah, she's about to desire. Could you imagine?
Can she not hear him breathing back there?
For real, there's like cracks and holes all in that closet door.
Nah, she's just messing with her.
Oh, the... Oh, here we go.
It's like, I'm safe now. I'm safe.
She is breathing really hard for a person that's trying to hide. That would have... I probably would have pissed myself instantly if I just heard that.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you got a weapon.
Oh, the classic frying pan.
Yep, the classic.
Oh, hello.
There you are.
Yo. Why'd she lick her lips? Whoa!
Yo, the... Jesus. She
went for the home run hitter.
Yep.
Mrs. Voorhees does not... Or Miss Voorhees.
Yep.
I'm just gonna call her Pamela. We're on first name basis.
Pamela.
Pamela went for the finishing blow. She wound up. And swung.
I'm gonna take your goddamn head off in one swing. And she got knocked out by a frying pan.
Take those coffee beans.
You know, I'm thinking coffee's like the last thing on her mind. She can drop by Wise and get another can. Oh, you better get in that boat.
You get in that fucking boat. So there are definitely no survivors. Miss Voorhees got everybody.
Yeah.
Except for that sweet old diner woman.
I mean, she wasn't at the camp, so there's no reason to kill her.
I know, but still. And the cop.
Yeah, he stopped before entering the camp, so.
She did it again! Mrs. Voorhees should be a killer in the game.
I agree. She should be an option.
Jesus.
Yo, just beat the shit.
Get on top of her.
Yeah, but if she were a character, how would you kill her? She's wearing a sweater. Will you, like, go into the cabin and get Jason's mask?
I don't know. Make it fun. Or you can just chop off her head.
Oh my god.
The final girl has a fight with her on the beach.
Yep. Yeah, smash her head.
Why does she make cat noises? Every time she gets hurt, she makes like a cat sound. Oh, here it is.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. The game condition, only female with a machete can kill her.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, my head. It's curse God. You.
Curses?
I can't kill without my head.
Damn you, you meddling kids. She's traumatized now.
Yeah, she just killed a woman.
Well, she could watch all her friends. Well, she didn't watch them. She
found all the bodies.
Yeah, she was absent when all of her friends got killed because she's a shitty friend.
Yeah.
And then she chose to take a nap instead of going with that dude, and he got pelted full of arrows.
This is true.
And the guy she was like flirting with that she shouldn't have been flirting with, he got stabbed up. And then she found out, literally, this sadistic mother is out killing everybody, and then she sliced her fucking head off.
You know, I think she's just really lucky, because she easily could have gotten killed first. Nobody would have thought otherwise.
She easily could have got killed in her sleep.
Yeah.
She took a nap.
Clearly, that's what she needed to do to keep her stress down.
I think that's the only time that happened in one of these movies. Someone just takes a fucking nap.
I mean, clearly it helped.
Because usually people fucking cuddle and just lie there for a while and they're like, with their eyes closed.
Yeah, but then they go and pee.
She took a legit nap. That's my kind of woman. That's my kind of energy.
Like all my friends are dying around me?
Take a nap.
Gotta get my energy up.
Gotta store all the stamina.
Yeah, and then goes to sleep in a damn canoe.
She had a rough night.
Yeah, you're not lying.
The cops, always late. Hey!
To be fair, nobody ever called them.
That is very fair. Oh, she's not fucking asleep. She's dancing her fingertips in the water. And how's it June? Look at the fucking fall leaves in the back. This isn't June.
It's,
Lied to again.
It's perpetually autumn at Camp Crystal Lake.
What up, bitch?
Get her, Jason!
You killed my mother! But seriously. So this is the land of infinite autumn?
Yes. It's never not autumn at Camp Crystal Lake.
But they were running a summer camp.
I have no explanation.
I think I just found a mistake in this movie. They claimed it was June 13th. But those
Camp
leaves...
Camp Crystal Lake is in Canada, where it is
wrong.
Fall in the summer.
I saw American flags.
It is
those
in...
Those are American license plates on those cars.
Maine,
that is an American nursing outfit.
Where it is fall in the summer and winter every other time?
No. That is a American policeman if I've ever seen one.
They're in New Hampshire.
He is Porkly.
Porkly? Yes, they're all dead. And see, you are the only suspect.
See, Canadians don't say ma'am.
I'm going to need a source on that.
Where's the boy? I need a vehicle.
I need a vehicle.
Man, there was no boy.
Like, ma'am, you're clearly crazy, and you are under suspicion of killing all of your friends and an old lady.
All of them. You're looking at, like...
Like, in fact, when we found you, you had a machete not 2 feet from your body.
You might want to call a lawyer. Because you're looking at multiple...
Yeah, you are the prime suspect for a grisly mass murder.
You're looking at multiple life sentences here. This is definitely fall.
Look, the weather is just different in Camp Crystal Lake.
Like, because at first I was like, you know, maybe some of those trees are just special. But then you can see more trees in the back are clearly lost most of their leaves. So I'm like, fuck's really
they're,
going on.
They're pretty high up north, Gage.
Oh, fuck that. They shot this in September. Shot this in mid-October. Starring Betsy Palmer as Mrs. Voorhees, the star of the show.
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
That we only saw in the last 10 minutes.
Couldn't help that basically all of her kills were, like, freaking silent.
And a man.
The counselors imagined that it was a man cage.
See? Production staff.
All right.
One episode down of Smoothies and Movies, and we didn't even have a smoothie.
I don't know about you, but...
Secret's out.
Look, man, it's the pilot. We don't necessarily need a smoothie for this.
It would have been at least nice, but we had something close.
Yeah.
Look, we thought Dunkin' Donuts had smoothies, but it turns out it was the Baskin-Robbins attached to...
Yeah, mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made, and we're
going... Though we could have got iced coffee...
That's not...
But we already had bubble tea.
That's not a smoothie.
It's not. But it still would have been good. But anyways, next time we're going to need smoothies.
I'm just going to buy a blender.
Yeah, you probably should invest in one. Just saying.
I thought that said Harry Styles. I was like, excuse me? One Direction guy? Special thanks to the Blairstown Fire Department and the Police Department.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, all these copyrights...
Yeah, it means hands-off cage.
Do they?
Yes. Unless you want to pay for them. It's not free to use yet, Cage. You got like another 30 years.
Movie's over. Credits.
Pretty much.